This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. The first couple segments of this weekend edition will be recorded live from the floor of the Metals and Minerals Investment Conference here in New York City. Very interesting conference. This particular segment is getting recorded on the final day and the final couple hours of this two-day event. I must say it's been a very interesting event. We all know that the markets recently have been tough on the precious metals, miners, and explorers, and it's no different now that these shows have decreased in size a certain amount, but in the same aspect, I find that they're higher quality companies here. Everything about these shows, I think, has become a lot tighter, and that's why I wanted to kick off this show with Jonathan Moore, the managing director of IIC, and they are the people that put on these metals and minerals conferences. So, Jonathan, thanks for joining me today.
Corey, a pleasure, and always great to have you guys here.
John, I must say, we really enjoy being here. Al, unfortunately, couldn't make it, but I know that he will be down with myself at the San Francisco conference. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But first off, Jonathan, as I mentioned, this is a smaller conference compared to the last few years. I've been coming for well over 5 years. And when I walk around and talk to these companies, I find that they're actually of a higher quality. These companies have managed to sustain themselves through this tough market, and I think that's a testament not only to the companies, but also to your show, showing that there is still an interest. We've seen quite a good number of people come through the doors. All the companies I've talked to have been very happy. All the listeners that I really appreciate coming up to our booth and talking to myself, saying just how interested they are in our show and their continued listenership. We really appreciate that. And we love hearing from you guys. We love seeing you guys out at these shows. So, Jonathan, can you explain a little bit of what went on at this show as to the speakers, as well as how you guys went about choosing some of these higher quality companies?
Yeah, Corey, and I think you hit the nail right on the head as far as what we're seeing in the marketplace and how it's translating to what we're seeing at the events. And so the only companies that are, or very few, with very few exceptions, the only companies that are doing well and are in a position to be at events like this are ones that have strong financial positions, good solid management, and did the right things leading up to this period. And so we've embarked on a pattern now. It's a transition that we're working on with the events over the past year and a half, and part of that has been to continue to drive towards a higher quality company, try to get to companies that, again, with that solid management, with those strong financials, because at the end of the day, we want to put together an event that our investor attendees can come to, engage with those mining executives, find out firsthand what they have going on, and really get a level of diligence and insight that you can only get through a one-on-one format. And so the idea that we've embarked on here is really starting to translate, and I'm glad to hear your reactions, and I'm glad to see the engagement that we see here. So, yeah, down certainly from the heydays when it was large, but from an investment perspective, much higher quality and a much better opportunity for those that are here to find opportunities.
So Jonathan, you mentioned that one-on-one aspect, and it is a new aspect of this show that you guys have started where investors that are interested in these companies and might be a little bit too apprehensive to approach the companies directly, you guys will help set up meetings. So not only does this benefit the company because they get to meet some people, potential shareholders, maybe even current shareholders that are interested in the company, but the investor actually gets this time alone with the president and CEOs of these companies, which I consider to be invaluable.
Yeah, it's actually an evolution that we've been working on for a while. We launched this year a new registration system, and through the registration system, it allows us to do some things with respect to one-on-one engagements. And so what an attendee can do is actually go through, see which executives they want to meet with, and then through the system actually be able to go out and try and arrange a one-on-one meeting. Conversely, our sponsoring companies and the companies that are here can do the same thing with investors. So it works really well. I think we've learned some things in this first incarnation of it. We're going to have it at San Francisco. We will have a higher degree of personal touch on the San Francisco show. We're going to engage someone to work exclusively on arranging those meetings. We provide a physical location for them to happen so that if, to your point, someone's not comfortable in sitting at the booth and having the discussion, we've got an area that they can go off and be one-on-one in a private setting. So I think it's one of the key things that will become a hallmark of this event as we go, these events as we go forward. And again, part of that idea of an evolution of these events towards something where there's a higher touch, a higher interaction, and a higher level of engagement.
Jonathan, another aspect of these conferences that is very valuable for the attendees are the speakers. And you guys have a great range of speakers, keynotes, but then also this year you really started to get some roundtables going that included company executives and some moderators that asked some very direct questions and got these executives thinking about how they should be moving their companies forward. And I found sitting through a couple of these that I actually learned quite a bit from some of these executives, also from the keynotes. But this roundtable format, Al and I do this on the weekend show. Our listeners like it, and I know the attendees here really liked it. Are you guys going to continue that moving forward?
Yeah, I think that format, one of the things that we've realized over doing this over some years, that there are certain executives that are very adept at delivering the company presentation and do a fantastic job, and all of them have a very high level of detail and explanation. However, from an investor perspective, it's often the dialogue that gets you to the questions that those guys really want to hear. And so when you get a group of executives on a panel that's, let's say, focused on precious metals, you really get an opportunity to hear, okay, well, you know, what do you have going on? That, to your point, that question that the moderator asked that really puts a spot of focus on something that's important. And it's those little gems that can come out from the investor perspective to become highly valuable bits of information. So we'll definitely continue that. We're real pleased with the mix of people that we have here, a lot of different viewpoints, a lot of different perspectives that are engaged. And so I think that's reflected in the quality of the content, but also the quality of the audience that's here.
Also very important to note is one of your keynotes, Dr. Ron Paul, somebody who actually made his rounds around the conference, shook almost everybody's hands, had time for everybody, something that you can't experience really anywhere else that I know of.
He's a special person. He's obviously got viewpoints that I think support this market and are near and dear to the hearts of most of the people that are here, but he's got a personal touch to his mannerism, and he's a gifted orator, and so he brings a dynamic to the program that's quite interesting. So we're delighted to have him, and you're right, the fact that he's so willing to walk around and speak with people and take time, it makes him unique.
Jonathan, let's quickly touch on the upcoming show in San Fran. I encourage everybody to go on to the Metals and Minerals website at www.metalsandmineralsevents.com. There you'll see a link to the San Fran show. What can we look forward to in that show?
Yeah, so the San Francisco show has always been the stronger of our two events. Its proximity to Vancouver, probably a big driver of that. It's November 30th and December 1st at the San Francisco Marriott Marquis. We'll have a very similar conceptual program to what we have here. So a nice mix of expert commentary from a wide variety of speakers. We'll have panel discussions on a number of different key areas, and then some really strong mining company presentations. We expect that we'll have kind of the first announcement of that block. We have about 10 or 12 mining companies that have already signed up to be presenters at that. And so we're anticipating that program will really be a strong one from a content perspective, and investors still obviously get the opportunity to come and get all this information on a free basis because we don't charge for attendance.
And I highly recommend that everybody listening to this go onto the website if you're in the area or you just want to take a little trip down to San Fran. Go check out the show. Al and myself will be down there recording. And we're really excited about seeing how the market develops up to that time and seeing all of you out there.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I hope everybody enjoyed and found that interview interesting with Jonathan Moore. I highly recommend that you go and check out the Metals and Minerals Investment Conference website and really consider showing up to San Fran at the tail part of November. Right now, though, I am joined by one of the keynote speakers here, one of my favorite speakers, actually. This is Bud Conrad, Chief Economist for Casey Research. Bud, last time we saw each other, we were actually at your guys' conference down in Tucson, which I found to be also an amazing conference. If anyone has a chance to check out that, go to the Casey website and check that out. Bud, we got to get right into it. I wanted to touch on at least the initial part, the lead off of what you talked about today, and that is kind of the puzzle of the dollar related to the petrodollar and also the issues of what's going on in Ukraine. Bud, please take it away.
It's a big picture view. Often people wonder why the dollar should be exchanged for anything, since the government has said it is worthless in terms of changing to gold. People don't usually know that in 1973, after the Yom Kippur War, when the Middle East used oil as a weapon and cut us off, we had lines around the block to get our gasoline, and Kissinger decided to go negotiate with the Saudis to make sure that this didn't happen again. He said, "The Saudis, please make sure you deliver the value of oil only in dollars. So if you price oil in dollars and convince your OPEC friends to do so, and additionally, if the price of oil gets out of line, pump more, since you have large amount of reserves in Saudi Arabia, you can maintain a reasonable oil and dollar price." That became the fundamental underpinning of the dollar that is still kept with us today. It has led to what's now called the reserve currency structure, where other central banks of the world use the dollar as backing for their currency, just as if it had been gold in the old days when the dollar was redeemable for gold, and they've maintained that fig leaf of continuing operations.
But it really sounds to me like, I guess the dollar is backed by oil in a certain sense, but it really isn't. The dollar is nothing more than the piece of paper it's written on. And that's why I believe that gold and silver, especially gold, is so fundamentally strong. And that's why we keep on seeing the price of gold go up. Yes, the last couple of years have been tough on gold, but I believe that's just a short-term correction in this long-term bull run, because we keep on seeing money printed and we keep on seeing this turmoil in these countries all around the world. Stuff to me looks very unstable.
That's a very good point. The dollar is more fragile than most of us in the U.S. are aware. One of the things I think we're doing by using the dollar in financial warfare is to diminish its potential value to holders of it. If we could sanction them, take their dollars away from them, make their dollars in a bank account frozen, people are going to want to hold dollars less. And the important one here is that Russia is turning to other countries to set up trading mechanisms where they sell their natural resources not in dollars. Right now, Gazprom sells natural gas to Europe in dollars. There's no need for that. They can accept euros. And the biggest user of energy is right next door to Russia, namely China. And I believe they're going to set up important agreements between these two countries that will obviate the need for dollars, decreasing the value of the dollar vis-a-vis other currencies in the world.
I completely agree that we are moving to a world where the dollar is not used as the overall currency of trade. But getting back to your point, in 1973, oil was used as a weapon. Are we going down the road where gold can be used as a weapon?
That's quite possible, but it isn't as strategic as oil in the terms that you freeze to death without natural gas. Without gold around, you may be disappointed in what the jewelry looks like at the jewelry store, but you'll be surviving. In fact, energy is much higher, and I claim that energy gave value to the dollar in the way that gold did, and is perhaps even more important to the world economy than gold is in that sense. However, when people lose trust in the fake paper currencies of the world and look for something to move to, gold is relatively small and can move much more rapidly. And that's why some of the big bulls, like Jim Sinclair, will tell you huge numbers for potential when, of course, the dollar itself becomes worth far less. This is a multi-year kind of concern, but it's the tailwind behind why we should all be holders of some amount of precious metals.
Well, and I think this whole issue and conflict in Ukraine really kicked it off, and I hope that it opened up some people's eyes to the aspect that the U.S. is not the world power out there anymore, and most countries, a lot of countries, don't need the U.S. dollar. They need resources, whether it is energy, but it's also gold and silver. We continue to see gold move over to the east, and I don't know if that can maintain itself. I don't see it slowing down by any means. To me, as I said before, it is a scary thought. Where do you think this all ends up? It sounds like a dollar currency crisis.
I think that's a good term for it. We're already seeing it happening. In 2000, 55% of the foreign currency reserves of all the central banks of the world were dollars. Right now, it's about a third, 33%. Easy straight line projection, another decade, that's about 20%. At that level, the dollar no longer provides us the special privilege where we can print up dollars to import any amount of goods we want, or we can print up dollars to cover our federal government budget deficits. We'll have to do something to fix that and to limit the destruction of the dollar. And at that point, people will recognize the importance of things that are physical assets against the inflationary depreciation of the dollar-denominated bank assets.
Unfortunately, Bud, that sounds like it's too late then if they're realizing at that point, because the world is already changing into that aspect, and I have a fear that the West is going to be left behind. Not gold, though. That's going to keep on going up, or at least it should.
That's my opinion as well.
But I just feel like these shows get smaller that we're at. However, I find that the quality here is better, and the speakers bring a lot of different aspects to the table, yourself included. People are paying attention to Ukraine. They are paying attention to other countries in the world. What are some other countries that you think will be playing a more significant role as we go through the next few years?
Looking at the geopolitical chessboard, it's clear that China has moved from actually less than Russia to being now approximately four times as big as Russia. Put the two of them together and they get on the stage where they can compete with the size of the United States or the size of the combined European countries. And that then makes a difference. Russia has the energy, natural resources, China has the need for them, and China has the manufacturing powerhouse to do international trade. And the combination suggests that the U.S. is no longer the undisputed dominant position in the world, and we will have to be able to find ways to make friends with each other.
Yes, we will, and the U.S. will not be able to rule with an iron fist, that's for sure. They can't keep on setting up wars because I don't think people are listening to them anymore. But I really find it interesting having you on the show. I love your take and your ability to look at what's going on around the world and connect that to the commodities, to gold and silver. I think these shows are fascinating for that. But I want to thank you for spending time with me today. I really appreciate our time together. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back with Valentin Schmid live from the floor of the Metals and Minerals Conference. Bud, thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. This is the final segment that I will be recording from the Metals and Minerals Conference in New York City. I've had a great time here. I hope everyone can swing by the San Francisco show. Say hi to Al and myself. The guest that I'm bringing on is a regular guest on the show. He usually joins us to chat about China, and nothing's going to change on this one because there's been a couple comments made by the Chinese president that I find very fascinating. The person who I'm bringing on right now is the business editor of the Epic Times, Valentin Schmidt. Now, Valentin, I want to chat about, as I mentioned, the comments made by the Chinese president stating he is expecting lower economic growth for China. We all know China has been slowing down recently. To me, this is not really a surprise, and I kind of expected this statement to come out eventually. Was this a surprise to you, and how do you feel about all of this?
Yes and no. I mean, this is kind of not a surprise because the policymakers, and that goes for the United States as well, they can never predict things, but then afterwards they kind of try to legitimize them, like the Federal Reserve with a housing crash. However, it is also a surprise in a way because in China things are obviously still much worse and much more rigid than in the United States. So the president coming out and saying, hey guys, just in a very nonchalant sort of way, just saying, hey, deal with it. We're going to have lower growth. I mean, it is kind of a big deal because that means that the very top is okay with this economic strategy.
No, Valentin, as I mentioned, we know that China's growth has been slowing. What I'm curious about is the contagion effect. Who do you feel is, first of all, directly going to be impacted, and then almost the trickle-down effect?
So first of all, let me backtrack a bit and say, the reason why they want to slow the growth, of why they're fine with the lower growth, is because they understood now, after 10 years or so, if you just exponentially expand your credit system, you're going to get some bubbles, and you're going to have feedback loops of unsustaining or non-existent cash flows to pay the debt. So they finally realized that. And like all central planners, including the ones we have here in the United States, they always think they can get it just right. So they think, okay, we're not going to stimulate if the growth goes down. If it drops too much, we're going to stimulate, et cetera, et cetera. So they think they are still in charge. But they're not, because, of course, China is not a market-based economy, but it's still mainly driven, it's still driven by mass movement or mass decision-making, and the party could control that decision-making previously. But my point is that this is less so, and once this credit bubble unravels, the party is going to have a pretty hard time to contain it, despite the tools they have at their disposal. Now, to your second point, the contagion effect. Either way, even if they manage it properly and growth only slows a little bit, but even more so if it just goes downhill and crashes, which is very well possible given the exorbitant credit metrics the country has, you're going to feel the effect not just in the Asia-Pacific region, but also in the United States. So, I mean, obviously China, we know, is a big net exporter. They export cheap stuff that the world consumes. But in order to produce that cheap stuff, they mostly import expensive machinery from the likes of Japan, the United States, Germany, etc., etc. So if they are slowing and if they stop investing, then those countries are going to feel it, and on the margin, it will be very detrimental for the Western exporters. And Australia, of course, they export virtually all their resources to China, and that's the only thing they're doing. So that's going to be a big deal there too.
Valentin, there's no doubt that a fall in what China seems to be doing and has been doing for a while will impact everybody around the world. Tying this into the U.S., we've argued for a while now that the U.S. needs to bring manufacturing back inside their borders. Do you think that a pullback in the Chinese manufacturing will encourage the American manufacturing to pick up and maybe stabilize the economy a bit more here?
So that's an interesting point. So, of course, many people who think more from the supply side and the value creation you have through actual manufacturing, whereas just services, have argued that, yes, the manufacturing should go back, and it should. The problem is that it's basically a two-pronged issue. First is you still have too many regulations in this country. Nobody can deny that. Labor costs are pretty high, so you cannot compete with China, despite the fact that China cannot compete with, let's say, Bangladesh or Cambodia, or even Mexico. I've heard that several times. But the United States cannot compete with these countries. So purely from a wage perspective and a regulatory perspective, that's probably not going to happen until Washington makes some changes. Now, there is another hope, though. Even if Washington does make changes, and obviously we do want to calculate the worst-case scenario here, because that's always the best to do with politicians. There is still one spirit and one factor that is strong in the United States, and that is the innovative and entrepreneurial spirit. Despite the fact that politicians have tried very hard to squash it, it's still quite strong in this country, and innovation and entrepreneurialism go strong. And I have great faith that you will, with technology, actually be able to lower costs for a lot of products, especially technology, and that can be onshored again. So, for example, I'll give you an example. I know a few people in Texas who have a nanotechnology company that can reduce the cost of producing wireless transmitters by about 50% with nanotechnology. Now, if that takes off, obviously, you can onshore that production again, because even if your wages are expensive, if your costs are down 50%, then China can't compete with that. And again, I've said it numerous times. I'll say it again. Long term, what drives economic growth is innovation and productivity gains. And China's economy is just so inefficient and unproductive. They exhausted all the linear type of means of development, investment and infrastructure, etc. They copied a lot of technology. But at one point, you're going to have to start innovating yourself. And China, as of this moment, cannot do that unless you can name any sort of meaningful invention or a success story that came out of China that has not built on or copied other technology. I personally don't know of a single one, and the country is pretty big, the economy is pretty big. So if you can't even have like one leader, then I think that's a pretty poor record. So that's my assessment of this situation.
Valentin, we're running out of time here, about a minute and a half left. I want to tie this into the commodities. We know how much China consumes. How is this going to play a factor when their economy continues to slow?
Yeah, I mean, if you talk about productive resources, commodities that are actually used to build stuff, of course it's a big deal because they're going to go down in price. And you have the carry trade. They've been doing that. They are clamping down already, and you've seen the effects on copper, etc. Also, somewhat, to some degree, on gold. But, of course, gold is not a commodity. Gold is money, and the Chinese, they know that. So they're going to keep on buying gold, especially if everything else is going to go down the drain, and the credit system is going down the drain, and their currency is going down the drain. Then they're going to buy gold, the private people and the government.
Valentin, always fascinating having you on. China is such a big player in today's economy that I believe we do need to keep up to date with what they're doing. There's no doubt that they continue to slow and that they're in a bubble. We all know that they have these actually ghost cities out there. It will be fascinating to see how it all plays out, and I think it will play out quite significantly in the commodities industry because they control a lot of at least the importing and the buying of these metals, and they continue to buy massive amounts of gold. We're going to have to see how this all plays out as we move down the chain and as they really start to slow, because as connected as they are to so many other countries, the fact of the matter is there will be this contagion effect. We have already started to see it, I believe, and the world will need to start to go to some more, I would say, longer-lasting products. The fact of the matter is right now, the stuff that China is producing, we've tossed out after a year. So, Valentin, really appreciate your time. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to say, Corey, nice job back in New York on recording those segments for the weekend edition. It's always nice to have in-person interviews. We do most of our interviews, as listeners are aware, are over the telephones, because we talk with people all over the world. But it really is so much easier and oftentimes more effective when you're, you know, actually looking somebody in the eye, as you did for the first three segments back at the show in Manhattan this past week. Okay, having said that, we are chatting right now with Axel Merk of Merk Investments. I want to start out with some general market commentary with you, Axel. The markets really were rather interesting on Friday in the sense that when we recorded, which was about 2 hours before the market closed, all the conventional markets in the U.S. were down. NASDAQ was down, the S&P 500 was down, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down. Were they down a lot? Absolutely not. They were down less than 10 points in each particular case. Now, in going to metals, for example, the metals were also interesting yesterday in the sense that COMEX gold, when we were recording, was up 40 cents. Live spot was off $3.02. And for the better part of Friday, the live spot gold number decreased, but really not very much. General market commentary, do you think that we're at the end of the bull market run that was going on in the conventional markets, Axel, and do you think that perhaps gold is going to step in and take over as the market leader?
Great to be with you, first of all. In the equity markets, I think the equity markets are tired, very tired. And we see that on the one hand, the fundamentals are not catching up and the markets are failing to rally on some good news. If you take on the bad news side, Walmart, without giving any endorsement of the company, even if you fact out the weather, same-store sales are down, which suggests that the consumer is spending all their money on healthcare and can't buy even the stuff at Walmart anymore. Not that they probably should buy it, but it means that on the lower end consumer, there is no purchasing power, and that slowly but gradually is going to weigh on these markets more and more. At the same time, the markets are very expensive, and the key measure we use is complacency. Complacency meaning that the volatility is low, the markets have been moving up, people have been chasing performance, and they're lured into thinking that the markets always go up. And therefore, we think we're in a very precarious situation on the equity side. Now, on the bond side of things, on the treasury markets, similarly, because we have this underlying weakness in the economic recovery, Bonds haven't gone anywhere, except, of course, they've strengthened a little bit. But one of the things we've noticed in the bond market is volatility has been very, very low. Part of that is that we have no leadership from the Fed. Janet Yellen's thoughts appear to be not with interest rates, but more on regulatory side and other things. And so nothing is really happening there. And that's going to break out to one side or the other at some point. But right now, we see the bigger risk on the equity side. And to answer the other part of the question, whether the commodity side is going to pick up, well, there has been strength in commodities. People have not been selling off the metals. And so next week we have the FOMC minutes come out, and I think people will slowly but surely realize that at the Fed, at the European Central Bank, at the Bank of Japan, we want to have negative real interest rates as far as the eye can see. Janet Yellen is interested that every convicted felon gets a job. And I'm not trying to be nasty here. Janet Yellen, in a speech a few weeks ago, profiled three people, two of whom she knew were convicted felons, and she suggested monetary policy should help to get these folks jobs.
Very interesting comments there, Axel. I also want to talk about currencies with you because I know that you follow currencies very closely. I really respect your opinion when it comes to currencies. We've seen the U.S. dollar right now make its way above the 80 level, not a whole lot. One other currency that's been of interest to me is the euro. We've seen the euro have a pretty solid move in the last little while. Can you maybe discuss if you believe that what's going on with monetary policy over in Europe is helping to support this currency and your take on the midterm of U.S. dollar compared to the euro?
Sure. Maybe let's just first see where we are. Year to date, of the currencies, we take gold, the currency, that's the best performance, up about 8%. Most major currencies are up versus the dollar. The euro is flattish to slightly down. The worst performer this year so far is the Swedish krona and the Canadian dollar, whereas the Canadian dollar has caught up a little bit. Now, Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank, has been desperate to try to talk down the euro, and he's been very frustrated that he has been incapable of doing that. He is threatening and is likely to reduce the interest rate in the eurozone further to negative territory on some of the rates, except that the facilities he had been talking about, there's no money left. There's a deposit facility at the European Central Bank. It's pretty useless to change rates there because nobody puts any money there. But the European Central Bank has come out and said, we're going to do something, some QE type of program. At the same time, they're saying that American-style QE doesn't work in Europe because the credit markets are not as well developed. You've got to use the banking channel. Now, the banks have a problem that cannot be fixed overnight in Europe, and so they're thinking of all kinds of things, including what they refer to as an asset-backed securities program, but no matter what it is, it's not something you can whip up overnight. And so Draghi has been talking down the euro, and what he's gotten to is we're at about 137. That's not weak. That's pretty flat for the year. The euro was the best-performing major currency last year. It beat the euro, it beat the dollar, even in 2012 with all the trouble in the eurozone. And the only thing he's going to achieve if he's successful, he's going to achieve a little bit of a stimulus that's going to push the euro back up. And so it's extremely difficult to weaken the euro, but for the time being, his words are carrying the day. And if anything, I think that's going to provide a buying opportunity if he does succeed to weaken it further.
Well, I can flip over into precious metals here, and I want to talk a little bit about the product that you just introduced yesterday, Friday. But before we get into that, I do want to talk about precious metals in a generic sense. You know, we have a lot of folks on our site, 8,000 to 15,000 a day, who come and they want to talk about gold and silver, and we're very, very happy to do that. I want to stress, and I'm curious whether or not you agree with me on this, Axel, but I'm not a day trader. Okay, not even close. I buy gold and silver. My family and I buy gold and silver for one simple reason, and that's because we consider it to be a real hedge against not inflation, but a hedge against what I would call a financial disaster. Okay, having said that, now I really enjoy the subject of precious metals because I think both gold and silver are a very accurate barometer, for lack of better terms, about how the world in general feels about economic conditions in general. Probably more so in the United States, by the way. Would you agree with that?
Well, we buy gold because there's too much debt in the world, but that causes instability. We have a boatload of problems throughout the world. It's just that these problems are dealt with a little differently. I would allege that the rise of the Tea Party, the crisis in Ukraine, Japan, and the revolutions in the Middle East all have a common denominator. Ukraine can't balance its books. And in the rest of the world, standard of living is eroding as the cost of living is going up. That means people are not satisfied. They vote for more populist politicians in the U.S. with the rise of the Tea Party and the Occupy Wall Street movement. They cause the revolutions in the Middle East where they actually have to eat and that's a bigger portion of their disposable income. You elect a populist prime minister in Japan. Political stability throughout the globe is on the decline. And the reason why we like gold is because in the U.S., we are more wired, so to speak, to kick the can down the road using the printing press. The Europeans are fiddling with austerity. So everywhere it's done a little bit differently. There are a little different implications. But in the medium term, we think gold is going to do very well in that environment. Now, on the other side of what you mentioned about financial disaster, well, that can happen. But we know the playbook of central banks. They can provide liquidity. What they cannot do is provide solvency. But they know how to provide liquidity. And so the financial disaster scenario, it can happen, but it's going to play out in different ways. And that's not the key reason why we own gold, simply because we're probably going to live for another day. We're just going to destroy the purchasing power of the currency in the meantime.
Axel, we know that you have just launched a brand new gold ETF that is fully convertible into gold, bars, and coins. Can you quickly explain to us kind of the details behind this?
Sure. It's the Merck Gold Trust. Symbol is OUNZ. And it's a direct competitor to the other gold trusts that are out there with the key differentiator that you can take delivery of the gold. Not only can you take delivery of the London bars that we hold in London, but at the time you take delivery, you can have a tax-free exchange into coins and 10-ounce bars, for example. Think about that you hold a gold ETF for a couple of years and the price is appreciated. Now you want physical coins. Historically, you would have to sell those ETFs, have a taxable gain, and buy the coins. Now you can just take delivery of what you already own. We think it's a feature that's attractive to many investors. Look at MerckGold.com and learn about it, and it's an ETF trading on the NYSE, so anybody can buy it who has access to a brokerage account.
Okay, and also if you have more interest in this, listen to a daily editorial that we did yesterday where Axel fully describes, it goes into some detail actually, as to what the Merck Gold Fund is all about. We've known Axel for an awful lot of years. We have seen absolutely nothing negative coming out of that firm. It's all positive. Not investment advice. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.